And it's now time for a daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Life as a tall person just got more complicated. A certified life coach has declared that asking tall people to reach high shelves is now a microaggression against the vertically blessed. Apparently, being useful to your fellow humans is now a form of oppression. Some tall people are playing along. Others suggest maybe wearing headphones if you don't want to help shorter people at the grocery store. To Michigan now, where environmental wizards have conjured up a bold new strategy for fighting climate change, bulldozing 420 acres of living, breathing forest to make room for solar panels. The Department of Natural Resources insists trading trees for technology is the path to clean energy. Marinate on that one for a moment. The birds and wildlife, well, they weren't available for comment on their upcoming eviction. The scholars behind Zondervan's new upside-down Kingdom Study Bible have managed quite a feat, discovering that biblical submission never existed until the New Testament. Their creed of rewriting would be impressive if it weren't so dangerous. The Communist Party in Beijing delivered its Christmas message to Chinese Catholics: study socialism or else. The government's gift included mandatory lessons in President Xi's thoughts on religion and orders to embrace Chinese characteristics. And the silence from the Vatican grows louder by the day. Courts in Canada have a new definition of house arrest, which is now the punishment for suggesting children should not attend drag queen story hour. Pastor Derek Reimer will spend the next year confined to his home for the crime of protecting kids from adult entertainment in public libraries. Some progressive ministers in Maryland found a creative new use for incense: blessing abortion clinic exam tables. They called it religious support for reproductive rights. The Bible would call it something else, and so would I. That's supporting the murder of innocent unborn children. Kansas officials have just released their state's grim abortion scorecard for 2023. After enshrining abortion in their constitution, the Sunflower State has become a destination for ending life, seeing a 78% surge in out-of-state visitors seeking abortions. Texas led the pilgrimage, with about half the travelers coming from the Lone Star State. The Statistics Department carefully noted that most procedures happen early in the pregnancy, as if trimester mathematics somehow softens the final tally of 19,467 babies needlessly murdered. British courts, after years of blocking Christian families from seeking treatment abroad, suddenly discovered religious liberty, but only when it comes wrapped in Islamic law. A judge's use of a fatwa to save one child's life raised uncomfortable questions about why other families' faith carried so little weight. And that's today's Fortis News Update, a production of Fortis Institute. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.